Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, joined with PCM golfers Gretchen Udemart and Meredith Chips to talk about their meet on Thursday here in Monroe and kind of how their season's gone so far. Gretchen and Meredith, thanks for joining me today. Maybe, Gretchen, you want to start just kind of talking about how the meet went for you today and kind of how you shot overall?
Today, I think the meet went a lot better for me than I thought it was. I definitely had an at-home advantage, though, because I just knew the holes and I knew how to play them better than usual.
Yeah, I think just about the same as what Gretchen said. I think that I had a home advantage too, just because I knew how to play the holes, and I thought I did a little bit better than I expected, and still had a few hiccups, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah, what are the benefits of playing on the home course? You know, obviously you know it, you've played here before. It's in Monroe, but can you kind of talk about what the benefits are of playing here at home?
Yeah, so usually for some holes that you're on, it's like a hill and you can't really see what's on the other side of the hill. But like for us, since we've been up and down this course so many times, we know what to expect and like where to hit it based on where the fairway is and where out of bounds is and where the water's at. Mm-hmm.
And I think just another thing too is our greens can be a lot more slower than the places that we usually go for tournaments. So being able to kind of know and expect how slow the greens are is, I would say, an advantage for us.
You know, and today being an 18-hole meet, obviously that's a long day, but also it's really windy outside. So how does kind of two things, how does the really long, the 18-hole event affect you guys, but also the wind on top of that, you know, kind of affect your gameplay and overall strategy?
It definitely makes my feet hurt. It makes me tired. I get exhausted. I have my ups and my downs through the game, but at the end of it, it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, 18 holes can be a lot. I mean, I've kind of learned that the first nine is always the longest, and then after that, it kind of goes a little bit faster. But, yeah, and then with it being so windy, I've kind of just have to learn to kind of tune it out a little bit. I mean, we live in Iowa. It's pretty windy during the spring, so it can get kind of hard to do that. But I think just trying to tune everything out.
Continuing to visit with PCM golfers Gretchen Udemart and Meredith Chips. Also, too, you know, we're already, it's hard to believe that, you know, now that we're at the end of April, we're already kind of starting to get towards the end of the season. What do you feel individually has worked really well for you girls this season?
For me, I think just really focusing on the fundamentals and not worrying about trying to get the ball so far, but just trying to hit the ball well, too, and it all just comes together as we play.
Yeah, I think one thing for me, compared to the beginning of the season, I wasn't using my driver hardly at all. And so I'd say taking the time outside of practice to get lessons and get that driver kind of dialed in has really helped me a lot with my scores this year.
And how do you, you know, as a team, you guys kind of have a balance. You have some younger players and older players, just like a lot of teams have. But, you know, how does kind of that balance in your team? Where have you seen a growth a lot kind of overall as a unit?
I think for our team, compared to, like, other teams, we're smaller. So we're very close. We're all really good friends. Us younger classmen look up to Brilliant and Meredith a lot because they've experienced more than we have. And they're, like, our older sister. And we can talk to each other about anything. And, like, we go out to team dinner and stuff. And we all just have a really good time together.
Yeah, I mean, I think that being an upperclassman, too, it does kind of make you a little sad. We're getting to the end of our junior season, and we're going to be seniors next year. So really, it's kind of getting a little sad to have to say goodbye soon to this team just because we are so close. And we do have a lot of memories, and we make a lot of jokes together, and we're just really close as a team. So being able to have a smaller team like that has been really important.
For both of you girls, what would you say, if each of you want to say, what would be maybe an individual goal for yourself throughout the rest of the year and a team goal?
My individual goal is to play more bogey golf, rather, because like I'm pretty even between bogey and double bogey right now, and I want to get it down to just one stroke over par rather than two, and it's pretty mixed right now.
I would just have to say, like, my putting and chipping would be my personal goal. I think that's something that I've kind of always needed to work on. It's just those strokes just add up really quickly, so being able to work on that would be really important for me. And then I think just as a team, I think that we can just, I don't know, I think that we can work a lot on the fundamentals and kind of putting and chipping together. I think that that's just something that racks up a lot of our points sometimes.
And before we close, can you talk about if you've had a favorite event so far, a specific maybe meet that you guys played in that you did especially well? I know you guys took first place in the meet last week. Can you kind of maybe mention what one of your favorite meets was this year?
My favorite meet, I really liked our at-home nine-hole meet that we had a couple weeks ago. It's always fun to just play our home course because usually, like, when we're at practice, we only play, like, two or three holes, and it's usually the same two or three holes because nobody ever wants to go to the back holes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fun to just be able to play all of our holes and be able to see how things have improved since practice compared to a meet.
Yeah, I mean, I really do enjoy the home meets that we have just because we do have quite a few people that come out from the community to watch us play. But I'd have to say that a lot of our away meets too can be really fun just because, I don't know, we just crack a lot of jokes, yeah, and we go out to eat after meets, and it's just really fun to kind of get outside of our own golf course and experience that.
As PCM golfers, Meredith Chips and Gretchen Udemart here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Sampson for KNIA Careless Sports.